they rise from your spirit. Shina bantaya nisu fidiane. Shina la lo sande. Shina la lo saya. Oh Lord, we worship, we adore your name. You're the reason we live. You're the reason we move and have our being. Hey, la, 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 badosa. Oh, it's all because of Jesus. Shelelele na ya na ye la 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 basa telele. And you are the reason why I lift my hands. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. Yes, Lord. And you are the reason I'm alive today. I am here to say it's all because of you. Come on, join me, sing. He's the reason. You are the reason why I live my hands, Lord. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. Oh, you are the reason we're alive today. We have come to say, Lord, it's all because one more time. You are the reason why we lift our heads, why we lift our voices, Lord, why we sing to you. Oh yes, oh yes, you are the reason we're alive. We've come to say, Lord, it's all because of you. Oh, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason. And you are the reason. 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 C'est la la douce tendela. C'est la la ba douce tenena ya ba. C'est ni na na ya. C'est ni na ya. Hele apipeni na yamane. Oh, come and lift your voices wherever you are. He's the reason we live and have our being. He's the reason we're alive today. He's the reason we're called sons of God. Sane balo sane liana yana. Oh, come and let His praises rise. Let His praises rise. Let His worship rise. Oh, Shatalabaye. Come and let it rise from your spirit this morning. Oh, let it fill your atmosphere. Satelabanela no salabayane. You are. Yes, you are. Helana yelele. Come on, let it rise. Just love upon the Father. He's the reason.
Oh, we worship.
It's another great service. Come on, just lift your hands and worship. He's our God, He's our God. Come on, just lift your voices. Let your praises rise. Let your praises rise. Oh, you are worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. If you can sing in other tongues, just do so. Oh, come on, just lift your voices. Let your praises rise. Let your praises rise this morning. Father, we worship you, we worship you. It's a privilege to worship you, maker of all the universe. It's an honor just to stand before. Come and sing with me. Holy, holy God Almighty. It's a privilege to worship you, maker of all the universe. It's an honor just to stand before you. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaiming, Lord, you reign. With a grateful heart, sing. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaiming, Lord, you reign. With a grateful heart, with a grateful heart. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaiming, Lord, you reign. One more time, with a grateful heart. Sing with me, with a grateful heart. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaim, Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Great are you, Lord. You are great. To be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. You will greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Come and lift your voice wherever you are. He's great and greatly to be praised. Forever worthy of our praise. Lord, you are forever worthy, forever worthy. Come on, let your praises rise. Just sing to him. He is great, he is great. The works of his hands are great. Everything he has done for you is great. Come on, appreciate our Father. He's great, he's great. So mighty in power. So mighty in power. Yes, Father, you are great. Yes, Father, you are great. You are great. Hey, great are you, Lord. Come and sing with me. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. You're greatly to be praised, lift your voices. He's greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, you reign. You reign, you reign. So greatly, so greatly. Father, you reign. Yes, you reign. Yes, you reign. Your voices and sing great, great, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Come on, wherever you are, just lift your voices and sing great. Great are you, Lord. Sing great, sing great. Great are you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Come and lift your voice and sing great. Come and lift your voices, lift your voices. Let your praises rise. He is great. He is great. Come on, just let your praises rise. Let your praises rise. Sing, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you. know the earth. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you. In all the earth, there's no one like you. Come and lift your voice, Jesus. Like you do, Lord. No one has blessed us like you have blessed us. No one can lift us from the gutter and put us among kings and queens. Solamande la yabandos. Come on, just lift your praises to him. Just adore his name. Just let your praises rise.
God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you just lift your hands and just worship God some more? Just say, Father, I worship you. I worship you for who you are. I worship you for who you are. Just like the popular scripture we get to always use, Philippians chapter 3. It says that for we are the circumcision that worship God in the spirit, and we rejoice in Christ Jesus. We have no confidence in the flesh. And Psalms, the psalm is saying, it says that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. Why not just worship and say, Father, I worship you. Father, I worship you because you're not just my God. You are my Father. You are not just my God. You are my Father. And you are a loving Father. You are a caring Father. You are a kind Father. You are a kind Father. Thank you, Father, for who you are. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we are worshipped. Amen. Let's just look at this scripture. Just preparing our hearts for today's service. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm sure you are with your Bible. We're going to be edifying ourselves and to be making our spirits sharper, more sensitive to what God is about telling us this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I read verses 2 and 4. Verse 2 says that, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, how be it or however in the spirit he speaks mysteries." I read again, it says, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, however in the spirit he speaks mysteries." Then verse 4 says that, "He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church." Now our emphasis is on he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. The first part of verse 2, he says that, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries." Then he now says, verse 4, he says that he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Just edify yourself now. Just edify yourself and have the consciousness that you are talking to your Father. At the same time, you are speaking to God. No man has to understand you. But in the spirit, you know that you are making progress. In the spirit, you know that you are uncovering hidden things. In the spirit, you know that you are speaking out mysteries. Ko raba diagala gadisa monto librahato logodoso mopopo diegelegede kelegedusa ibrahata lagadaga lagada mondo logodibrahato logodibebede mende legedo mondo librahato logodo mopopodoso mopopodoso kira badiagelegede kira badiagala gadogo logodibra ando logodo mebebede mebebede kiranto logodibra gadoso fedisa igraga Dasa, igra gadasa, igra gadaga lagada, mando logodibra, hata lagadibra gedege legede. Our spirits are sharp. Our spirits are sensitive to God. Mondo, libra, hata, lagada, mondo no dogo logodo, mo bobodie, mo bobodogo logodibra, hata logodo, monda lagadisa, monda lagadibra gadosu fedisa. We are built up. We are charged. Igra hata, nina talisa, ibra hata logodoso, mo bobodogo logodibra. Libra anda lagadisa, igra gadasa, kirata, libra hato logodoso, mo bobodiegelegede. We speak unto our Father. We speak unto our Father. Our spirit are sharp. Our spirit are sensitive to know and to discern all that He has for us. Kradasa, igra anda logodo, mo bobodiegelegede, libra gadosu fedisa, igra dasa. Ibradasa korabada mando lagada mando brehete legedi bregede mo bobodoso kiradi brahato logodoso igragadi breende legedi bregadoso fedisa. We achieve many things when we speak in other tongues. Iranda lagadosa iradi brahato logodi bregadoso fedisa. Jude 20 even says that we build ourselves up on our most holy faith. We make progress. We rise like an edifice. Higher and higher as we pray in the spirit. Irado logodoso mondo libra hato logodibra anda lagadisa igra gadaga lagadibre gedoso fedoso ibra doso kira diaga lagada mando logodibra gadogo logodibra gadaga lagada kina daga lagadibre gedoso fedisa. Speak unto your Father. Mando libra hata lida hata logodogo logodibra gadasa mono no do, mono no di bregadogo logodo, mo popo diege legedi brende legedese. He is not just our God, He is our Father. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Hirado, ibrahata, libre hecte legedese fredisa. We give you praise. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, because our spirit are sharp, our spirit are open, our spirit are sensitive to you, our spirit are open to you, to your spirit and to your word. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. One more scripture. Let's look at this scripture. We've been talking about, Reverend has been taking us series on the word. Series on, I mean, on, the parts on all parts of the world. He's been teaching us, but it doesn't stop there. The assignment still lies with us. When we hear it, do we do the word? Do we practice the word? It's the doer that is blessed, not the hearer. The hearer just hears it. It's until we put the word into action. That is when it becomes fruitful in our lives. That is when it produces results in our lives. That is when we are productive with the word. That is when the word transforms us, begins to transform us. Let's open to Psalm chapter 1. Or Psalm. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Psalm 1 verse 1. It says that blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. It didn't stop there. Yes, this man is blessed, but what does he do? It says that, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That is what gets this man blessed. It says his delight is in the word of God, is in the law of the Lord. In that law, he meditates day and night. Before the man is blessed, he has to have meditated, or he has to be meditating on the word day and night. He has to have delight, pleasure in the word of God. He says that, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, he meditates day and night. And now he says that this is the result of his meditation. This is the result of him meditating day and night in the word of God, in the law of the Lord. He says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. Let's read that verse again. I'm sure you are with your Bible. He says that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is the man that dwells in the law of the Lord. That is the man that meditates in the law of the Lord. That is the man that meditates in what God is telling him, is speaking unto him. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm sure you know a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, how it's like. It flourishes. It says, and we shall flourish. It says that, and that brings forth his fruit in his season. No season will pass him by. His season, he will bring forth his fruit. His season, he will bring forth his fruit. His childbearing season, it brings forth his or her fruit. His financial season, it brings forth his fruit. His career season, it brings forth his fruit. There is something to show for it. It's productive. It says that his leaf also shall not wither. Nothing gets dry. Nothing dies around that person. Nothing can dry up around that person. Because this person meditates in the word of God. This person's delight, this person's pleasure is in the law of the Lord. He says, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. That is it. It's a no bargain. He didn't say that whatsoever he does may prosper. He says that whatsoever he does shall prosper. Shall is one of the strongest words in the Bible. He says shall prosper. It's automatic. When a person meditates in the word of God, as the word comes to the person meditates on it. As we are being taught of God by a reverend, we meditate on that word. As we open our Bibles, the messages that are being given unto us, as we meditate on them, we are productive. We be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit in our season. When it's time, like I said, to give birth, we give birth. When it's time to be prosperous, we are excelling in prosperous. When it's time to be promoted, we are promoted. When it's time to flourish in that business, we flourish. When it's time to profit, we profit. No season passes us by. It says that whatsoever we do shall prosper. It's automatic. Whatsoever we do shall prosper. So I just want to encourage us one more time that please let's meditate on God. That is the tool God has to give us. That when we meditate on this, this will happen. When we meditate on the word of God, when you meditate in my word, this is it. When you meditate in my word, you make your way prosperous. When you meditate in my word, you have good success. God has given us success. He has made our way prosperous. But we have to activate it by meditating in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sure you are blessed by that. Can we just agree for today's service, towards today's service? Let's lift our hands and Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you because our hearts are open to receive of you. Father, we thank you because we receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Father, we thank you because our eyes of understanding, they are flooded with light in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we are not dull of hearing. We thank you because we see what you want us to see. We hear what you want us to hear. Our heart conceives everything that you have for us in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. So welcome to this morning service, today's Sunday service. And I'm sure, like I say, that you are ready with your pen, you are ready with your jotter. But more importantly, I'm sure that your heart is ready to receive from God this morning. Hallelujah. So once again, you are welcome to today's service. Be blessed.
Trust in you.
Hallelujah. We give you praise. We honor you. We honor you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We're happy we have the victory. You've given us the victory. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, welcome. All right, welcome to Sunday service and welcome to our final live streamed, all right? Welcome to our final online Sunday. Okay, so someone like, what did you just say? You know, because from next Sunday, September 6th, Ijebu folks will be in Ijebu Church and Lagos folks will be in Lagos Church. I know that those that get to watch would be live on Spreaker audio, I guess, for maybe another month. We should do that for another month. And then I guess we'd take it up from there. But the thing is that the two churches and then the pastors of the two churches will need to get busy. The structures of the two churches will need to run. That's what I'm saying. So my job here, I guess, I'm done. See you some other time. All right. So that's online folk. But I believe we've all been blessed. We've all been blessed. All right. Anyway, so I guess it's final. We've been talking about some interesting stuff. Really, like, interesting stuff about commitment, about flowing with the Holy Ghost, you know, about pushing, you know, that envelope a lot more. And I trust that you might have, you know, taken our time to check 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter on your own, to just understand the fact that the Lord is simply saying, put some priority in this thing. The Lord wants you to make money, wants you rich, very rich. All right, and I mean, basically having all your needs met, and you're able to be a blessing to as many people as you know you can or you are asked to. That's what the Lord will have us do. The issue is priority. The issue is commitment. The issue is followership. You following through. You letting the Lord know that, hey, I'm yours to command. I'm yours to command. I'm yours to command. You understand that? That's what it is. So we'll get back to 1 Timothy and the 6th chapter again and just touch a few very, very important points today. I mean, I trust that we're getting ready for physical gatherings, all right? It's going to be awesome. So please try and ask your pastors what you need to do, how you need to help out. It's your church. Help out. Oh, but I'm not in the unit. Ask what you can do. Ask if there's anything you could do to add to the reopening, where you could assist. Every level of service is not always just a service or church time service alone. You might want to ask, are we cleaning? I know some guys I could. I mean, whatever it is you could do to add to what the church is doing in preparing. I have this. Oh, I have that. It's church. Make a call. Call right after service. No. Okay, yeah. Let me find out from my church what we need, all right? What we need to do extra, what we need to add extra to make the whole first Sunday thing, you know, like exciting. And I know also that pastors will tell you what to do, you know, so what's going to look... All that will be done there, all right? Not here. Let me do my job, all right? So 1 Timothy 6 and the 20th verse. Paul tells him, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were called also and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. This verse we've used over the years, all right? Very many solid faith teachers to teach the basic principles of faith, the lifestyle of faith and all of that. But it's amazing how that it is hiding inside a whole chapter that deals a lot with, you know, contentment, and having a right relationship with money, you know, right relationship, all right? Don't love it, have it, take abuse it, make use of it, all right? But don't love it. Define your relationship. And the one we popularly know, the 17th verse, command those that are rich in this present age not to be high-minded or to trust in certain riches, but they should trust in the living God. So have a right relationship with money. Your relationship with money is you don't trust money, all right? You have money, you know, make use of money. You don't put your trust in it. You don't allow it change who you are. You know, Proverbs says that the prosperity of fools destroys them. So money can destroy people, all right? So you just realize that, hey, I need to handle this right. I need to handle this well. You understand that? I need to put this in its right perspective so there's a right relationship. That's all I'm repeating again. You know? But you should trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So God wants you to enjoy stuff. He wants you to enjoy stuff. He does, all right? He really, like, wants you to enjoy stuff. 18 now says, let them be good. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. Or I'm using the NKJV. Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So that lay hold on eternal life that we found in verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Don't see here, and he adds it here when he talked to them about giving. Huh? Storing up for yourselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So you and I know that we have eternal life in Christ just because we got born again. But Paul is saying that there are rich rewards, rich treasures that we put in place. So there are things we're setting off. And that's a large percentage of what we'll maybe talk about today. Don't forget, we ended last week with money has to be on a mission. Money with a mission. Money for a mission. We don't just have money. It has a mission. Have you ever asked yourself, so God asked them when they were leaving Egypt to go meet the Egyptian masters and, you know, get gold and all from them. And they plundered the Egyptians, all right? Got a whole lot of stuff. I mean, basically, I mean, these guys have worked for 400 years, so they got their pay in one night. Yeah, collected their money. And then they were going into the wilderness where they won't be able to spend most of that money. God sustained them in the wilderness. There was no shopping mall there. He brought out water. He sent down food. They were fine. Suddenly, they get to a point, and then God says, Moses, I need to talk to these people. And you have to explain to them what I'm explaining to you. So are you ready? So Exodus, in the 35th chapter of the book of Exodus. Then Moses gathered all the congregation of people together and said, these are the words, all right, which the Lord, you know, commanded you to do. You know, work shall be done for 6 days, but the 7 days shall be holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day. So he's giving instructions. Verse 4, and Moses spake to all the congregation of children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commands, saying, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin, dyed red, badger skin, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. Verse 10, all who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its claps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, the ark, its poles with the mercy seat and the veil for the covering, the table and its poles, all its utensils, and the showbread also, the lampstand for the light, its utensils, the lamps and the oil for the light, the incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar, the burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and its base, and the hangings of the curtains, its pillar, their sockets, the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs for the tabernacle, the pegs for the courts, and their cords, the garment of ministry for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments for his sons, all right, and the ministers and the priests. So he begins to list, and this is what's interesting here. People come out of Egypt. Now they're in the wilderness. And Moses says, hey, God says we need to build a tabernacle. We are going to build a tabernacle. How are we going to do it? Everybody bring a free will offering. Everybody bring a free will offering. Whoever is of a willing heart, bring it to the Lord. So the money for the work comes from the people. And then the capacity to do the work is with the people. All who are gifted artisans amongst you shall come. It means when we show up with skills. When we show up with resources. And I want you to understand this. Deuteronomy 8:18 again. You remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant. You remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant. So God gives me the power to get wealth. So I get wealth. I'm promoted on my job. I have this particular skill set. I developed it. Oh, nobody taught me. I sat with a computer. I learned it. I honed my skills. This is where I am today. Yes, you're where you are. Now, listen, child of God, use that to bless the kingdom. But I didn't learn it from church. But God gave it to you. Let it bless the kingdom. Now, it's not necessarily every skill or gift that we have that, you know, might be what God is requiring of you. And this is what I'm saying. You might be gifted in something and then called in something else. So I might learn how to play the keyboard. And then I could play the keyboard very, very well. But God has called me as a missionary. So I understand my calling. Now, while on that mission, I could do music and use my music to be a blessing to the people on the mission. But I'm primarily a missionary by calling. Maybe I'm gifted in art. I need to see if it fits into my calling. If it's not, it could be a gift. I could use my art to make money. Then I switch into my calling. You need to understand that. So that every gift is not turned into a calling. There are gifts. And then there are spiritual gifts. So in Bible says in Romans, you know, 11:29, the gifts and the callings of God are, you know, are irrevocable. So it's not necessarily saying all human natural gifts. There are natural gifts and then there are spiritual gifts. Do you understand that? But because we run a lot of administration nowadays in church, you might want to see, okay, where does my natural gift apply? Oh, I'm great with, you know, information technology. How can we use it for the kingdom? People use this whole stuff to do many, many things. I mean, there are those who learn, you know, we know how to hack. We are the ones that work for banks and all of that, so as to trace things and solve this, and we do this, we do that here. How do we do it for the kingdom? How? If it fits. Because you might now at a particular point not have that, oh, I'm called of God to preach or teach. Or you might even be, but this is your pastime, your regular 9-to-5. But the point here is they needed to build and the artisans came from amongst them. It means we have giftings. It is for a mission. Please understand. I just explained earlier, I need to say it again. There are natural gifts. They are spiritual gifts. Romans 11:29 is about spiritual gifts, the gifts and callings of God. God gives gifts. But could pick up natural gifts. For instance, the Serena sisters, they are great with tennis. All right? So that is not a call of God. It's not, oh, so God has called them to be table tennis players. Don't let's mix these things up. That's not a calling. All right? Tiger Woods is great with golf. That's not a calling. Oh, but maybe he gets people born again. I'm just saying now. Maybe he gets people born again while playing golf. Someone else says, ah, God must have called him into the industry of golf to go and win people. Maybe not. Every believer, wherever you find yourself, win souls. Because we've had people now confuse themselves and say, well, I'm a marketplace apostle. Whereas God sent you where, God knows where he sent you to. But you now dubbed yourself marketplace apostle. because you want to be marketplace apostle. You need to, anybody clear on this? Please, you need to understand this. Seriously, you need to understand this. Wherever you find yourself as a believer, as a mission field, all of us will be in church every morning till night. We'll get out there after church. You're going to be there all through the week, over the weekends, week on and off. You're going to get busy. Depends on what kind of job you do. Wherever you find yourself, you're expected by God to preach the gospel, to touch a life. Are you getting that? It's not different from God called me. All right? God might call you to teach his word. Well, you have a 9-to-5. So your 9-to-5 is not your calling. God called you. But your 9-to-5, wherever you are, whether student, whether banker, whether doctor, as a believer, is a mission field for the gospel. Did you get this now? All right? Because some have now turned that into their mission field. No, it is all of us. Wherever you find yourself, it's a mission field. If you can start morning devotion there so as to reach out to more of the staff and the people, whatever you can do to bring the kingdom of God there, do it. You don't need a special, I'm a marketplace apostle calling to do that. Go into all the world, Jesus said, and preach the gospel. And I'm saying this because the church has to get it right. So if not, we don't have a mission. So if you don't have a mission, then whatever money you get doesn't have a mission. And if you have a mission, if you don't balance yourself properly, when money comes, the prosperity of fools will destroy them. When money comes your way, it could shift your focus. You'll be like, man, I don't suffer. Not time to enjoy it. And then just, you know, spend more time enjoying than being on a mission. There's so much to do for the kingdom. We are expanders of the kingdom. We are financiers of the kingdom. We are committed to the kingdom. Like I said last Sunday, we're not seeking. Oh, where's the kingdom? Where's the kingdom? We're not seeking the kingdom. No, we are in the kingdom and the kingdom is in us. But yet we seek its expansion. We need to put Bibles in the hands of people. Seriously. We need to send missionaries to places. And if you're watching and you feel, oh, I would like to partner with a mission organization, I mean, drop an email or something, all right? Just get in touch with your pastors. We'll hook you up. There are missionaries that can be taken care of. Money should have a mission. Money should have a mission. Money should have a mission. And we know missionaries, all right? Where we headed, we need to be clear about it. Are you getting this? And even around your, you know, wherever you are, there's a mission. You could find some family that you could adopt. And adopt without adopting, just as God empowers you, meet certain needs, pay school fees. It starts from it. You are on a mission. And then you're expanding your capacity. Are you getting this? So this, I mean, where would slaves, all right? It would be super absurd that Moses is making an announcement to slaves. Now, where did the slaves get the gold? God empowered them to go talk to the Egyptian masters. And God gave them unusual favor with Egyptian masters, that those folks walked into their bedrooms, emptied their trinket boxes and handed it over to a slave that is going. That's a favor of God. You're like, but God did wrong to the Egyptians. No, it was payback, payday, more like. They've worked for years, though. You are paying them today. Because God had told Abraham, let me, Genesis. Okay. 15th chapter of Genesis, all right. All right, so Genesis, here God is making a covenant with Abraham, all right? Verse 7 now. Then he said unto him, I am the Lord who brought you out of the Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit. And he said, Lord God, how shall I know I'm going to inherit it? Abraham is answering God. And God said to him, Abraham at this time still anyway. All right, and God said to him, verse 9 now. So he said to him, bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, a young pigeon. Then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite each other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abraham, and behold, terror and great darkness fell on him. And he said to him, Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they will serve, I will judge. Afterward, they will come out with great possessions. God already said this to Abraham hundreds of years ahead. I will judge the nation, and they will come out with great possessions. So this is not, oh, he happened overnight. No, they will serve. They will be afflicted. These people will not pay them. They will mess them up, but they will come out with their pay. God knows how to pay you. God knows how to get you. So maybe you feel, I've been serving, I've been faithful. Things are not. Listen, God is not unrighteous to forget. God does not forget. You are his child. He take care of you. And for every labor of love, for every sacrifice, Mark 10 again, whatever you leave for the sake of the gospel, you will get 100-fold. God will ensure. Seed time and harvest will never cease, guys. So as believers, let's be ready, finding opportunities to do good. Was it Jerry Savelle now or Jesse Duplantis? One of them, whether Dr. Savelle or Dr. Duplantis, all right, we're talking about one particular day, and they talked about their attitude towards giving. So they were the convention center preachers at the convention, Copeland's convention. And then a woman was, you know, at the car park. They felt there was something a bit funny about her. I think one of them walked up to her first, of course. They were both together. And then asked her, and then she's been there. You know, I think their car had a bit of fall. Her car had a bit of fall. She was with her kids. She came for the meeting. She's not had food. Blah, 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 blah. And then as, you know, one of them, you know, was dipping his hand into his, you know, wallet to give her. The other one is dipping. And I know you're not going to bless her without me. I also want part of this blessing. It's an attitude. We need to move away from, oh, it's all right. It's fine. Now, there's a place where you don't have a release to be a part of something. This is different. But you should, as a believer, have that general giving culture. That's all. You should. Money has a mission. You are on a mission. All right? So we've seen here, you know, God having to tell Abraham, this was going to happen to your kids. But rest assured, I'm getting them out with a stronger, mighty hand. So we see here again in Exodus 35, all right, Moses spoke to all the congregation of children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, take from among you an offering. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, things that plundered the Egyptian masters off. They had it. God said, I mean, they didn't have to write that here. Anyway, but you remember the Lord your God, he gave you the power to get wealth. And this was Moses telling him in Deuteronomy, when you're going to be settled, you're going to prosper. This new land you're entering, you'll prosper. Remember God. Don't get it and begin to say, you know, I'll read that comeback here, right? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Money is on a mission. When you have eaten and now full. All right. So, all right. Verse 14. Okay, we'll pick it from where? Verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgment, his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you from out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you will say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. And this happens to very many people. It is the sweat of my blood. It is the blood of my sweat. Whichever, you know, what, I worked for it. I got it. More. Yes. That's, you're sounding like this. Verse 17. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. My power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. 18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. The covenant still stands. The covenant still stands. Do you get this? There's nothing you and I have that we didn't receive from him. Oh, your intellectualism. Oh, yeah. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, I labored more abundantly than the rest of them all. He said, yet not I. Was the grace of God working in me. So Paul is saying, yes, I'm super productive. Yes, I've achieved so much. But I still say this is God's grace. We could say this thing religiously, but you know Paul's life was sold out to kingdom. You are on a mission. You are on a mission. You might be listening or watching this morning, and then you're not in any unit in church as yet. You are still, you're born again. It means you've been enlisted into the army. You are now an ambassador. You are on a mission. Yes, you are on a mission. Glory to Jesus Christ. So back again to Exodus. Now the 36th chapter of Exodus. All right. And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord had put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. All right. Verse 2. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every other artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come to do the work. And they received from Moses, watch this, they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the making of the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. Where were they getting more? These guys are in the wilderness. Nobody's trading. Nobody's doing anything. But they are like super excited. Super excited. Every morning people are pouring in and say, for the work of the Lord, for the work of the Lord, for the work of the Lord, for the work of the Lord. Verse 4, then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing, and they spoke to Moses saying, the people bring much more than enough for the work of the service which the Lord commanded us to do. So Moses gave commandment that they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man no woman do any more work for the offering of a sanctuary. And the people were restrained from bringing. For the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done indeed. Too much! This is awesome. When we say, hey, we need X. All right, enough, enough. Don't bring it anymore. All right, we have enough. When we say, we need Y. But it begins with each member seeing their part in all of this. 500, 2,000, 7,005. Everybody saying, I have a part in this announcement. But sadly, in a number of churches, once maybe word ends and any announcement is made, people just tune off. Tune. Some literally don't hear the announcement. As in, literally. I hope you're not one of them. All right? Literally don't hear any announcement again. We can't tune. I mean, it's amazing how that sometimes you ask some people and say, oh, was that announced? So in case you're watching or listening, and you know, that's been you, let's give more attention, all right, to everything being said. It's our church, all right? It's our church. We're moving, we're marching, we're growing. Hey, it's our church, all right? So please understand that. Now, It's amazing. I mean, Moses had to tell them, enough. This is a culture that if everybody learns, life will be better. And this is all I mean. You'll be well positioned to step into things. And step into things like big time. God will be able to say, oh, no, no, no. I could trust those people with it. You don't have to be wound like 10 times. Check, which I think I've said like 2 Sundays back. Check how quick you are to buy things, all right? Like spontaneously, like spur of the moment shopping. Check how quick you are, how spontaneous you are there. Check it as against when it comes to giving. Which is, you have a craving, you have the money, you go for it. You have a nudging to give, you analyze till it doesn't happen. So check. You know? And, you know, let the Lord shine light. Let the Lord shine light on it. In Chronicles, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me. 1 Chronicles 29. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord. All right? Now, for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might gold for the things to be made of gold, silver for the things of silver, bronze for the things of bronze, iron for the things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared. So he starts by saying in verse 2, now for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might. That's what he's saying. He got busy making things ready. This is the lifestyle of a believer. Oh, we're going to give to something. I need to prepare with all my might. It's not, oh my goodness, tomorrow is that. Oh, Pastor, we're giving tomorrow. Oh my goodness. No, with all of my might. We love the level of relationships these men had with God. We must read through Scripture to see the relationship. Okay? We must see through Scripture. We must really give spiritual things the value spiritual things require. And worship is spiritual. And when I say worship, your attention in service. You're not here as a supervisor. Let's resume with a new fire. You're not here to supervise. Don't pick someone's baby and be coochie. You didn't come to church for that. All right, and if someone doesn't pick your baby, don't be offended. In fact, tell the person, no, face church. I'm already the parent. I already know that this is part of my duty here. I shouldn't add that you need to receive, you know. No, you can't handle. You're not an usher. Even ushers are not supposed to be babysitting. We have, children's department or child care. You know, because you now bring feelings into this thing and miss the word. David gave attention to spiritual things. David gave attention to God. Read the book, guys, read. Think through the Bible stories you know. David danced and didn't mind. When Micah fell, how can you rubbish yourself like this? He told her, this is the person that replaced me with your daddy. You replaced me, removed your dad, put me in. I know where it brought me from. Babe, I will dance and I will keep dancing. If you say I've just made myself, you know, a nuisance, I will do more to my God. Or coming in next Sunday, bring your praise. That, like we say it. don't be ready. Let's resume with a new fire of a student of the word, You have notes. Bring notes. Bring a note, please. Get a notebook. I know you like to type on your phone, but if you're online, we don't know when you enter Instagram or you go to Facebook or you just chat with other people. Come with your notebooks. Please, get a note. Write something down. I type on my tab, all right? But my tab is online less than 20% of my time. So it's not, can't be online in church because I share hotspot for my phone. All right? I type on my phone, but I know the amount of distraction that could be present. I type more, I work more on my tab. And I still have hard copy notes when I choose to. And a lot of papers I play around with when I'm working. So you need to be sincere. That time we're given, the 1 hour, 30 minutes. In Lagos, 1 hour, Jebu, 1 hour, 30 minutes so far, except, you know, government changes before that. Change the policy, I mean. Give that time, uninterrupted, child of God. Uninterrupted. All right, workers, you'll be told when we would meet so we could pray. We need to. Uninterrupted, child of God. Please. Uninterrupted. So we love David, oh, a man after God's heart. See how David is describing what he did. He said, I prepared this offering with all of my might. David obviously was a passionate person. When he's dancing, he puts himself in it. When he's giving, he puts himself in it. When he's thirsty after God, my soul is thirsty for... He puts it... David seems to be passionate. David is passionate. He doesn't hide his passion. And we need to stare that inside every one of us. This is not eye service. This is I'm passionate. I'm passionate. Verse 2 again, now for the house of my God I have prepared with all my might, gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver. Verse 3, moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above what I prepared. So I prepared and I did more. All right? Over and above all that I've prepared for the house of my God, my own special treasure of gold and silver. We need to see this better. Let's see what now. Amplified. Amplified Classic. Where at thou? All right, found you. So Amplified Classic. Let me just do this. 2, 3, and then compare. Great. So I have provided with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver. Moreover, because I've set my affection on the house of my God, in addition to what I have prepared for the house, I have a private treasure of gold and silver which I will give for the house. I prepared. I have a private treasure. I prepared. So it sounds like one is kingdom general preparation of I am king and the things I was able to pull. Then, no, me, David, me. NLT. Using every resource at my command, I have gathered as much as I could for the building of the temple of my God. Now there is enough gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, as well as great quantities of onyx, other precious stones, costly jewels, and all kinds of fine stone and marble. Verse 3, and now, because of my devotion to the temple of my God, I am giving all of my own private treasures of gold and silver to help in the construction. This is in addition to the building materials I have already collected for his holy temple. So, I have done all I can. I've used my power as king. I've, you know, maybe certain walls, maybe certain things. I've pulled things in. But now I have private treasure. Move this thing there. This is a man to beat, if you understand what I'm saying. A man, you know, this is an inspiration. A man to catch up with the standard he set. When he's dancing, he's passionate. When he's giving, he's passionate. When he's fighting, it, David is passionate. Do we need to read more? Easy to read. Verse 3 says, I am making a special gift of gold and silver things. to the house of my God. I'm doing this because I really want this temple of God to be built. I'm giving all these things. I mean, me, David. Tell me, because I love God. This is the attitude of a believer. Money with a mission. Money with a mission. And David was rich. Solomon spent 7 years building the temple and 14 his own private house. I mean, there was still money. So God is not going to say, bring everything, make yourself broke. Go broke now, now, now. No. No. Peter in Matthew 8, Bible said that Jesus entered Peter's house, all right? And Peter's mother-in-law had a fever, so Peter had a family. So as Peter was on a mission trip, somehow he obviously would need to take care of his family. So the apostles eventually were not broke. Something was coming from somewhere, maybe supernaturally from the Lord, they could take care of their homes. All I'm saying is Jesus didn't tell them to go broke and never be able to take care of anybody and then family suffering because we're in ministry. No. And all I'm saying to all of us, you are on a mission. Yes, you. Yes, me. One a mission. So let's not stop over at any of the bus stops and think we've come to relax. On a mission, you're going to prosper. Well, you're going to prosper exceedingly. You're going to excel in the things you do. God will give you wisdom and creative ideas. You will come out of that quagmire. But you'll remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. All right? Are you still with me? So I'm excited about resumption. One major reason, I'd looked forward to corporate gathering. I look forward to the workers praying together. So every worker listening, watching, get ready, we'll pray. We need to fire ourselves. So there's a lot that will happen all because we pray together. So we're going to pray some more. We do 30 minutes right now. I mean, my wife has been leading us quite well every Sunday morning, but we're going to do it physically now. So, it's, you know, physically, already pumped up, getting ready to fire. Bible says when we pray in tongues, we make progress. We rise like an edifice, higher and higher. So this August, almost ending. So we have first Sunday, September, August ends tomorrow. So next Sunday, first Sunday. So September, October, November, December, 4 months. Let's jam power. And let's watch each person make better progress. We pray, even Wednesdays, we pray. Those of you in Lagos, no Wednesday meeting yet, you know this is the time. We're praying. We'll pray. And we'll make great progress. Because we'll pray, we'll worship, we'll talk word, we'll give, we'll love, we'll do the things we need to do. We'll meditate. We'll speak to the mountain. Guys, let's move together. Let's advance together. That's why we're church. It's not just, oh, man, I need to wear this, my new cloth. So that they'll know that lockdown did not lock me down. I'm locked. You know. I mean, look great. It would be nice to see you and like, oh my goodness. See his cheeks, he's grown chubby, you know, wonderful. But man is spirit, soul, and body. And man can't live by bread alone or by looking good. That spirit, let's fire up more. Let's charge up more. There's no spirit of life without spirit development. There's no spirit of life without hearing from. So let's fire. Let's use corporate faith and shift our gears better together. I look forward to this thing. You can feel it, Abby. I'm like really, seriously, really, really, really looking forward to it. All right? And how that as local assemblies will make great progress. dust off your thoughts, dust off what's old, dust, and let's be ready to climb up and mount up with wings as eagles. Because we'll be sensitive on the Lord. Run and never be weary, walk and never faint, because we're focused on God. Yeah? Money on a mission, guys. Money with a mission. You on a mission. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 8, first of all. 8, actually. 2 Corinthians 8. Paul's talking about the Macedonian church and how they gave. I want you to notice something. So let me do NLT here. 2 Corinthians 8 from verse 1. Now I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, what God in his kindness has done through the churches in Macedonia. They are being tested by many troubles, and they are very poor. I mean, these guys have been givers. The Philippian church is Macedonia. They are very poor, but they are also filled with abundant joy. That means you could be broke, not having current cash, and still be joyful. See scripture, guys. Not,
oh, the other man, the other man. Kilo share, oh, oh, lo shame.
You know? I mean, like, what's up with you? And like, his money. Money's up, you know? They are being tested by many troubles, and they are very poor, but they are filled with abundant joy, which has overflowed in rich generosity. How can someone be both poor and generous at the same time? The Bible knows how. Human economics doesn't know how. Greed would never know how. But the Word of God knows how. These guys were filled with abundant joy, so their joy overflowed in rich generosity. The Bible says here they were very poor. So no matter your state, you can still tell yourself, I am on a mission. My money is on a mission. Are you getting this? Verse 3, for I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. Notice the free will language in Exodus that we read in 35. And here again, free will. It's your money. All we could do is teach you God's word, tell you what to do, teach you how to be led, show you what the scripture says. You have to act on it freely. God loves, chapter 9, cheerful. Aha. All right. Says again, for I testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more, and they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we hoped. Watch this. For their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us. Just as God wanted them to. They gave themselves. As I said, you are on a mission. So it's not just, I gave my money. I'm sitting there, we're the ones funding church, so we can see it. No, come on. You get up. Get up. Get up. All right? I mean, there are churches where you go there, the bank managers are ushers. Yeah? They're in sanctuary cleaning and scrubbing church. Get up. It's your church. Do something. Don't just stroll in like an executive spirit. And then, hey, we've resumed. Now, praise God. Let me hug everybody, shake everybody. Yeah, the reception. Oh, I'll give you a bomb. I'll give you, yeah. All right? Now, we aren't saying no hug. It's the government that said, so please. Anyway, but when we resume, I need to say that also, there are a number of things you see us put in place, all because we were told to put them in place, not because the church is God's house. The church is a place of faith. The church is a place of healing. Come with that mindset. So don't come and spread coronavirus consciousness. Please don't do that when you show up on Sunday. Don't do that. This is church. All right. If you don't want to hug someone, just say, or, you know, all of them styles they've taught you. It's fine. Okay? But don't spread, don't hug me, I don't want to grow. Don't crack that joke on Sunday. Please don't crack that joke. Please. All right? Don't crack it as a joke on Sunday. Don't say, don't give me corona. Don't say any funny thing about it on Sunday. All right? If you want to talk about it, talk about how it's defeated. Talk about how, and if you can't say it, just praise God. Please. Please. All right? It's a house of faith. We're not pretending faith. So if you can't say it, then hold up. You remember Jesus going to Jairus' house and they told him his daughter was dead? He looked at him and said, don't be afraid, only believe. Bible didn't say Jairus said anything after that. It's better to just, they say she's there, she believe. Okay, just hold on. When they were marching around the wall of Jericho, they said, don't talk. Maybe if they talked, they would have started saying the wrong thing. So if you don't know what to say, don't say anything. But don't crack any coronavirus spreading kind of joke. You know, as someone touches with me, I cannot touch it. I don't want coro. You know, don't bring that to church. Don't bring it. Don't be too excited to show up in church that you forgot to sanitize your mind with the word of God before coming. All right. So I might encourage the pastors to send a few voice notes and get you ready spiritually. All right. For resumption. Why do we have Psalm 91? Why are we learning meditation? Why are we learning who we are in Christ? Why are we Spirit Life Christian Center? Assuming a family member of yours was tested positive, I would expect you to go and pray for the person. And don't pray long distance prayer. If you can get close, get there. If you have to lay your hands late on that person, I would expect you, yes, you, to do that. You. So that same you, who is Christ on the earth, should not be the one now spreading fear. All right? And start practicing. In case you crack this kind of joke at your workplace, you know, and all of that, don't do that here. All right, you would meet the sanitizers, you would wash your hands, all right, you wear your face masks, do the things you're told to do. Just do it. Well, do it if you are doing it out of I'm afraid, just do it and close your mouth and have a great service and get blessed. But don't spread the negative thoughts. Faith comes by hearing, fear comes by hearing. So we need to be mindful what we say and hear and say. And here, it becomes our meditation. This is not denial. This is you're telling the thing you are not big enough to control our thoughts. Our God is big and we believe his report. And his report is clear. By his wounds, we have been healed. You and I, Jesus took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses. So our own coronavirus has been taken away. Christ has redeemed us from any curse that could ever exist. So we have been redeemed from the effect of coronavirus, you and I. And we would enjoy this if we stick our nose in the word and keep it going in our hearts and our minds and in our mouth. I trust it's clear enough. All right, the pastors will take it up from there, you know, in getting every one of us ready for this. But this is important. You are on a mission. You are an ambassador. Carry yourself like one. You're not an ambassador of the Nigerian government. You're an ambassador of the King of Kings. So you carry his power. You walk in his glory. You are the king's kid, the seed of Abraham. You can't but do well. But God is not after you doing well. God is after you representing. Did you get that? Now you represent health. You represent kingdom. Finance, you represent kingdom. Love work, you represent kingdom. Marriage, you're representing kingdom. He wants us to represent the covenant of peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Say, yeah, you're representing. Don't just represent it, I want to make money. Every area of my life, I don't care. No, that's not peace. That's not Bible prosperity. That's not wholeness. That's not nothing missing, nothing broken. Put your faith on it. I must represent. I'm not representing the world. I'm representing the kingdom of God. I'm representing God. I'm representing God. I have faith and not fear. We walk by faith and not fear. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the word of God. That's what we do. That's how we live. Glory to God. I believe this is helpful and I believe it's helped you, all right? So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the great news of how the services will go and everything that will happen. You know, I'm excited. I'm super excited. But I believe you are. So please, once again, throughout the week, the pastors will just, you know, enlighten, you know, educate us on all the things we need to get ready on and all of that. It will be exciting. Glory, glory to God. 5 p.m. tonight, please join me. Influence us. Please share it. People are literally getting blessed. This ministry you're a part of is a fertile ground. Be involved. Be involved in your church. Be involved in the ministry. The core way to be involved in ministry right now is obviously by giving and very, very seriously needed is you sharing the post like wildfire. Share to 300, 200, 150, 500, 1,000 of your contacts. Share on Facebook. Copy the YouTube link and share. That's partnership. That's you helping to spread the word. Okay? Please help out. Let many people get blessed. People are watching and listening from different places, different countries, literally. All right? Be a part of spreading the word. Let's get aggressive about it. Lives are changing. So 5 p.m. our time this evening, you could help your friends outside the country check down time zones and, you know, how it will bless them and all of that. We're going to have a great time. Account details are up on the screen. We have money with a mission. Money on a mission. We are on a mission. So don't forget that 2 Corinthians 8 that we read, they gave of themselves. All right? Let me just read that part and would like to end there. Okay, so what was that? Yeah. Yeah, verse 5. Yeah, they did even more than we hoped. For their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. So we had urged Titus, verse 6, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to return to you to encourage you to finish the ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways in your faith, in your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love for us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. So go ahead, feel free, give, get ready as the Lord empowers you, empower the ministry, empower the church, empower the gospel, and let's keep touching lives. Amen? Yep, so morning faith boost if you can, 7 a.m. Nigerian time, available on Spreaker, Monday through to Friday. So many things, powerful things are being taught. You will get blessed. You will be edified. You would really, really like be blessed, blessed, blessed. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and we honor you. Oh, so exciting to know that we're getting together next Sunday as a day we've chosen to resume. And we thank you, all right, for the great glory that awaits us, the great impact that awaits us, the great things that would unfold thereafter. We give you praise. We thank you for every hearer, every listener, every member of this church, even those who are not tuned in this morning, that the grace of the house finds mighty expression in them and through them, that you will strengthen every heart, was strengthened by your spirit, was strengthened with great might. Thank you because we make mighty progress in every single thing that concerns us. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, praise God. Blessings.
Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise wherever you are. You are the reason why I lift my hands, why I lift my voice, while I sing to you, oh God. Yes, Lord, you are the reason we are alive today. We are here to say, we are here to say, Lord, it's all because of you. 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 All because of you. Yeah. All because of you. All because of you. It's all because of you. Come and join me sing. It's all because. It's all because of you. Yeah. It's all because of you. Yeah. It's all because of you, Lord. It's all because of you. Oh, Shenelel Satanya Nelele. It's all because of you, Father. Because of your love. Because of your mercy. Oh, because of your grace. We're standing here today. We can look back and thank you. because of all you've been so good to us. Hey, it's all because of you.